Support for WILL provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an Agricultural Outlook meeting on Saturday, August 12th at 10 a.m. at Casino Astar in Evansville, Indiana. Registration is required since seating is limited. More details at 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 4.68, down 1 3/4 on the open. December, 4.85, down 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 383.5, down a half on the open. December, 404.5, down 3/4. March, 420.5, down 2 1/4. July, 438, down 1 on the open. September corn opened at 237, up 1 1/4 on the open. December, 254, up 1. March, 268, up 3/4. May, 277.5, up 3/4. July, 286.25, up 1. And the red line December at 302.5, up 1 1/4 on the open. September oats open at 181 3/4, up 1/4 on the open. December, 188.5, unchanged. August soybeans open at 556.5, down 1 on the open. September, 563.5, up 1. November, 576.5, up 1/4. January, 589.5, up 1/4. March, $6 even, up 1. May, 607, unchanged. July, 619, up 1 3/4 on the open. August soybean meal did not open just yet when I was checking the numbers. The September contract, though, at 158.80, down 50. August soybean oil opened at 26.18, up 14. September, 26.30, up 11. At the Merck, August feeders open at 116.05, down 7.5 on the open. September, 116.20, up 7.5. October, 116.75, up 20 on the open. August live cattle open at 86, up 65 on the open. October, 90.20, up 27.5. D's unchanged on the open. The tick there at 90.05. August lean hogs open at 71.15, down 27.5 on the open. October, 63, down 50. December, 60.50. Down 45. February, 61.55, down 35 on the open. And then pork bellies for the month of August open at 80 even, down 62.5 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi there. Nice to talk to you, Dave.
Well, are we seeing a little bit of a dead cat short covering bounce this morning?
You know, we finally got a rain here in Oakland, and I'm going to say maybe hopefully a half inch plus. I haven't seen the rain gauge yet. You know, that's factor number one. And factor number two is you know, our weather guy continues to say there is a chance today, tomorrow, then again on Monday, and then again a pretty good belt-wide rain on the 19th. Near as we can tell, we ask them another question. What percent of Iowa won't get any rain between now and August the 19th? He says 35% to 40% of Iowa will not get much rain. Maybe 20% of Illinois, 40% of Indiana, and 40% of Ohio. Also, the other thing that's a big headline is this Douglas County crop tour at 154 bushels per acre average. You know, it's Tuscola, Arcola, and you know we have to say that. There's a lot of good quality ground in Douglas County, very high-producing county, and I think that's probably a disappointment. The group and the tour people that have been doing this have been very, very accurate. So that's observation number one here this morning, that it'll be interesting to see how the government report comes out and how you know, harvest unfolds in 2006.
Given all you just said, it seems like the June 26 low of 247 3/4 in D's would be in play.
Well, you know, that's a good observation. We do know that particularly if we would come in under 149 bushels, you know, I think 150, we can probably say that with some confidence. That's number one. Number two is that if these late rains here do help, like we think it could, you know, we're still open for further adjustment. Bean pod counts are good to excellent, and this rain is a million-dollar blessing for them. So the corn is the big unknown. We do know that at some point in time, demand and other market factors should support these commodity markets.
At some point, producers are going to have to start making decisions about their winter wheat plant, and I'm wondering, will that factor into potential corn prices one way or another this year?
Yeah, good point. You know, yesterday Ag Resources felt that there'd be 4 to 5 million more acres of wheat planted. We think it's based on wheat. There's really not the tech fees around. It does give farmers a rotation. And it's starting to become quite popular in parts of Illinois and the Midwest. We did have some pretty good yields, so that's a factor. The second factor is I'm sure that some of the corn belt is going to be reduced in the Dakotas after this very droughty conditions we're seeing, maybe back to wheat as a crop. We know it's very expensive to raise corn, and even to some extent soybeans. So there is feeling that we are going to see more wheat. It's the talk of the coffee shop. We're seeing it in evidence, and I think we can basically put it in stone, providing it's a good planting fall to get it done.
One more corn question before we move on to the soybeans. Did the people you work with get enough of their crops sold?
My general impression is the answer is yes. Definitely we're seeing more storage at the country elevator level. We're seeing more storage at the farmer level. And we definitely know the new ethanol plants have more storage and also more rail cars. And near as we can tell, the transportation system is pretty current here at this time. There's still some people that could have sold more. But that happens. Most of them have generally very deep pockets, and I do predict that the farmer is going to store about everything he humanly can put away this year, both in corn and beans.
Let's turn our attention to the beans, where we now see the NOV contract at 578.25. It's up 2 at the moment. New contract lows yesterday, Paul, 4-month lows as well. What might we see post-report if we see USDA pretty much leave the yield where it is, which has been their tendency in past years?
Yeah, as I mentioned, you know, 30-40% of the Midwest might not get much rain out of this between now and August the 20th. You know, that's factor one. Factor two, the Delta is basically going to continue to stay dry. Historically, one-third the crop is raised in the Delta. The reason is that there's very little rainfall in the month of August that goes when a front goes from north to south. It's usually a hurricane from south to north that waters the Delta down, and at this time we don't see anything. There's still plenty of time for a hurricane to help that crop. But B, from what I can see in Central Illinois, this is a million-dollar rain, and we are going to have basically, I think, a bin-buster crop in beans. I do think, though, that demand, because of the economic problems in South America, we will go out and say we could even see smaller bean acreage in South America. There's some financial crisis down there that's even catching some of the largest world fertilizer dealers by surprise. They've loaned them a lot of money, and then they can't get their money. And the farmer down there is in some real economic hardship. And therefore, we do think that beans will gain in price, and also we have seen some very strong wheat prices. So that's an economic support even for corn, because it's going to be hard to get more corn acres next year with the other commodities being so strong.
Mm-hmm. Thanks much, Paul. Have a great day.
Have a profitable day and hope it rains in Champaign County.
Has been this morning, Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick, September wheat in Kansas City, 471.5, up 1.75. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 385.75, up 1.75. December, 406, up 3/4. September corn at 237.5, up 1.75. December, 254.25, up 1.25. March, 268.25, up 1. December, the red line, 301.25, unchanged. August beans, 559.5, up 2. September, 564.25, up 1.75. November, 577.5, up 1.25. The red line, November at 635, up 2.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.